It's time for the 2020 Bartlesville High Football Coaches Show on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Every Wednesday evening, head coach Jason Sport comes on to talk about the Bruins' Friday night contest with a senior football player. Thanks to OK Federal Credit Union, it's time for the Jason Sport Show on K1.
You're listening to AM 1400, FM 93.3, K1, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Free to download Bartlesville Radio app, also available on K1TV.com. Glad you're with us. It's nearly 6:06. Time to talk Bartlesville High Bruin football, as we do every single Wednesday evening here on K1 with the Bartlesville Coaches Show. Head coach Jason Sport alongside his player profile this evening, going to be Bartlesville senior quarterback Paxton Bradford. We'll speak with him in just a bit. And coach, weather's starting to feel like fall a little bit earlier than usual, but kind of enjoying these 60 degree days, huh?
Yeah, they're wonderful. I said to one of our coaches today that I can't remember a week two when it got this cool, you know, and just hope that it doesn't warm up, you know, next week and the week after that. And yeah, it's been a good deal. We're excited.
Yeah, hopefully we're done with the 90s. That would kind of be nice. I think everyone kind of agrees with that. Bartlesville heading into week number two on Friday. Bruins will play at Sepulpa. Bartlesville 1-0, coming off a win over Claremore this past week, 34-10. And coach, before we talk specifics and individuals and all that good stuff, just kind of your first impressions of that week one victory for you guys.
You know, I thought it was a great effort by our kids. Super excited about that for them. And I felt like our coaches worked together in all three phases to get the very most out of the guys at that point. And it was a good night. There's a lot of things to fix, but I think our guys are hungry to go fix some things and get back on the field this week. So, yeah, excited.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us. The Bruins beat Claremore 34-10, and it was the defense that kind of got it done in the very end. Had a pretty comfortable lead throughout after you scored the first couple of times. Zebras never got within two scores, but they did have the ball down by 10 down the stretch. We're driving a little bit, and you kind of felt like maybe momentum was shifting the other direction, and then on back-to-back Zebra possessions, your defense comes up with a big play.
Well, we, you know, it's one of the things we talk about is play each play, you know, compete each play. And so I understand momentum has something to do with it, some of that, but we really don't try to focus on the momentum shift stuff. We just want to go make plays. And we stalled out there on offense for a little bit, but our plan going into it was that punting the ball is not going to be a bad play. You know, with the guys we have and our game plan, we wanted to make sure we took advantage of the things that we knew we could take advantage of. And I think our offensive line all night kept grinding on those guys, and some of those Claremore kids were playing both ways. And there came a point where, you know, we started getting a little more pressure, and defense come up with a couple scores there, which is always a nice little cherry on the top, you know. It's good. I love the just the aggressiveness of those kids. You know, they done a good job. And we fought all night defensively. I felt really good about that. They moved the ball early on, had a big long pass or whatever, and kind of got down there. We helped them to a field goal, which I think was a great stand. Coach Nichols does a great job with our defense. He's really, really good in the red zone areas. And I was excited about the win.
One of the things I noticed about both the turnovers, and I wanted to talk about both those plays individually as we chat with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport. You guys had pressure. You were in the backfield on both of those plays. First one was a Rhett Foreman interception where their quarterback was hit from behind during the play and kind of threw one up for grabs on the far side. One he was just trying to throw into the right flat, and the hit on him kind of caused the fumble. And it was a similar type of play when you had a scoop and score from Rocky Schumann. It was a backwards pass, and again, someone was right there to break it up. In fact, it was almost intercepted behind the line of scrimmage off a deflection before that thing careened at the turf, and then Rocky, of course, picked it up and scored. But the equalizer in both those plays was you had some guys in the backfield.
You know, I think a veteran group like we have, especially our linebacking core, when their eyes are in the right place, they get a real good key, a good read on what's going on. Coach Nichols does a good job of taking the thinking out of everything, and then whatever they see, they react to that, and I think that allows them to play really fast. And the one with Rhett, Rocky done a great job with disguising for a while. His timing was good coming off the edge, had a great bend, you know, dropped that shoulder, and then a rake technique, you know, coming from behind the quarterback, and I think it disrupted the arm. Rhett was in the right place at the right time. Ball hit him in the hands, and then he took it to the house. That was a lot of fun. The other one was the little swing pass, and we had a great form tackle. We keyed on that thing, and it was a backward pass. And I'll tell you that if you think about the first half, there was one there that if we would have just jumped on the ball, it was ours. Very similar situation. We just reminded those guys at halftime of, you know, this is something that could happen, and it ended up happening. I was excited to see the very next series after the two scores. You know, Braden Renners rips the ball out and takes it to the house. The whistle was a little quicker than most of those plays, where that would have been another score. So
it was definitely quicker than a quarterback sneak that they had earlier in the ball game. That seemed like it took – that one took about 6 or 7 seconds for them to blow the whistle, and Claremore got Smallwood across the line of scrimmage. But, yeah, certainly when Braden ripped that thing away, and I think I had already started to call the touchdown before I realized that they had blown that whistle. But, yeah, you almost had three in a row, didn't you?
Yeah, it was you know, it's like blood in the water, man. We those guys attacking that stuff. And the quarterback sneak for a first down, we had great push, great design defensively, what Coach Nichols done there, and our guys, great effort, used their hands, and he got the first down on it, but it wasn't because we didn't try to stop him. I promise you that.
Yeah, they let that thing go for a while. Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport here on his weekly radio program on K1. Let's talk a little bit about the offense, and we can circle back around the defense as well. First half, obviously, was particularly good. Caleb Perry did a good job in the ground. Young man sitting to your right, Paxton Bradford, did a good job with the rushing score as well. And you guys were really able to gash the Zebras for some very long plays on the ground. I think you had three of more than 45 yards in that first half.
Again, go back to the offensive line. You know, those guys did a great job, and Coach Hurd's got them schooled up. And Claremore put more people in the box than what we had. But our game plan was to continue to grind on that thing. And you keep pounding that rock, eventually it'll break for you. And 71-yard run by Perry in the second quarter, I believe. He had a 47-yard touchdown run early on. And I know Paxton had a 40-yard quarterback run, touchdown. And I thought our offense did a good job of, you know, spreading the field out, making them run side to side, and then, you know, we get an attack up the middle, and we didn't have to throw the ball very much, which is a great thing. Keep the ball on the ground and run and grind. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Good football.
Yeah, you mentioned Caleb Perry, and only had 5 carries, but 137 yards in only 2 quarters of play, and obviously that was his first game really playing running back. I know he technically had some rushes last year, but your overall impression of him through 2 quarters?
You know, Caleb, he's full speed, whatever he does, you know, and has transformed his body to become more like a running back. He hit the hole hard and shook a safety on one of them and has great vision. I think, you know, scheme-wise, what we do, it opens up some of those things for him, and he done a good job with that. Dylan Coy ran hard. I think he had 10 carries for like 77 yards. Paxton ran for, 55 yards and a touchdown. And if we can spread that stuff out, that's a great thing. We love that and keeps our guys healthy.
And you hit on Paxton, and obviously we'll have a chance to chat with him here personally in just a moment as our player profile, but showed what he can do on the ground and had a good night through the air. I thought also he hit Gage on the little kind of pitch pass for a touchdown, and probably could have had another one as well that was dropped, slant over the middle that I think Caden Brown had a lot of room, and just I think he might have been looking at the end zone out of the corner of his eye, but I thought had a good night in his first start as well.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, there was a couple of passes that hit kids in the hands, or his percentage is way higher, and he done a good job running the ball, done a good job leading the team, you know, just all around great stuff. I was really proud to see that you know, team loads the box, and we decide not to pass, and we just run and grind on it, and things were working. And I think that's a testament to, you know, what Coach Moon and the offensive staff put together, but also some great leadership on the field and understand what our game plan was and wanted to go attack them in a certain way, and things worked out for them.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us. Bruins 1-0. They beat Claremore last week 34-10 at Custer Stadium. Before we kind of move on and talk about Sepulpa and talk to Paxton and all that good stuff, what was it like just to get out there and play? Obviously, we talked about this last week. Nothing assured this year. I know that they got pretty darn close to that capacity limit they were going to allow. I thought the crowd was pretty good. Obviously, the press box with the blue lights looked good, fired up. I know it was a little bit warm, but boy, we've had warmer probably early September ball games. All in all, I thought the evening went really well.
Yeah, you know, it's always a pleasure to get out on a Friday night and see some football. And, you know, we don't take that for granted. It's very fragile. And we were ecstatic to get out and get to, you know, compete against a really quality opponent, Coach Hurt and those guys. I think the atmosphere at the game was really good. I felt like we had a good crowd. You know, it's I think number-wise, we were probably 20 to 30% better than the last couple of games a year ago. And press box, all the things that were new. And I've heard lots and lots of great things about the atmosphere throughout the week. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, our kids playing hard and seeing really competitive football out there, too.
We talked about this a little bit before the season began as well, but how big is it to pick up a non-district win? I know that was something that kind of plagued you a year ago. You got really close to winning both those games against Claremore and Collinsville, and both of them kind of got away from you. Able to finish that one out on Friday night and move to 1-0 above 500 for the first time in your 10 years since you've been here. And I know that's got to just kind of be a weight off some kids' shoulders, and boy, just it looks nice to see on paper 1-0 is a lot better than 0-1.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely always feels better to win. We want to win, you know, that's something we want to do. And regardless of win or loss, we were going to go back to the film, evaluate that stuff. Non-district games are great for us to use as an evaluation tool to see where we're at and kind of gauge some things and tweak here and there to make sure we got the right kids in the right seat on the bus, you know. And you know, watching the film, there's plenty of room for improvement. I promise you that. There's a lot of things we can do better. And but you know, it's these guys battle hard, man. They work a lot in the off season. They spend a lot of time up here. And as much as I talk about compete every play, it's always nice to see them smiling and celebrating and some of that hard work paying off. It's good.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us. Bruins going to be at Claremore, or at the Sepulpa, I beg your pardon, their first road game of the season on Friday night, a second game of the year. We'll get into this a little bit later on, but 3 days of practice now. Mentioned the cooler weather. I don't know if any of the weather bothered you as far as being outside yesterday. How's the week of preparation gone thus far?
It's been good. You know, we have a better bead on where our kids are at. Feel like our scout team look this week has been as good as any scout team look that since I've been here. Those guys have done a great job in practice, and we feel like today's practice was much cleaner than a week ago's practice. You know, a lot of teams, you know, week one to week two, there should be a giant improvement, and we're expecting that this week. And the preparation's been has been good. Today was a little cooler. It was not super cool yesterday, but it was nice to get out there today and run around.
What does that do for you? Does it just, obviously there's some big fellas, I assume it makes it easier on them. What is the difference specifically? What can you do anything extra?
So, you know, we want to eliminate all distractions. You know, we don't even talk about being hot, you know, because it's a distraction. When that's not there, when it's cooler, it's just one more thing that we don't have to fight, I guess, mentally fight through some of that stuff. It gets cooler, and for the most part, most of our kids will go a little harder. They feel a little better, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about also the situation for Friday night at Sepulpa as far as fans are concerned. I know that there's an ability, if you're listening to us and interested in coming to the ball game, that you'd be able to get some tickets. They have limited tickets, probably even more so limited than they are when they're at Custer Stadium, because it's a visiting game. So if you're interested in going to Sepulpa and watching the Bruins on Friday night, how can some people do that?
So for the next 40 minutes until 7 o'clock, we're selling tickets to the away game at Custer Stadium. In the ticket booth, stop by. We got a couple of quarterback club volunteers that are there with tickets, and all the tickets are $5 a piece. They are limiting, I think 600 tickets is all we get to use, and get there quick, because after tonight, we got to return them tomorrow. And
there you go.
If there's any left over, they will sell some of those at the box down there, but I can't promise you get in if you go. So get your ticket now.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport. Bartlesville at Sepulpa on Friday night. That's, again, the first Bruins road game of the year. Bartlesville 1-0. Big win over Claremore, 34-10 this past week. And as Coach Sport mentioned, 39 more minutes. You can still get your tickets at the ticket booth at Custer Stadium. South side there, just a few hundred people going to be admitted on the visiting side for the Bruins as they take on the Chieftains Friday night here on K1 and K1TV.com. We'll take a break, come back, and however Wasp Builder Insurance player profile Bartlesville senior quarterback Paxton Bradford standing by, and we'll also preview the Bruins and the Chieftains. Bartlesville at Sepulpa on Friday night. You're listening to the Jason Sports Show on K1.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road, or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Bartlesville High Football airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And you can watch the Bruins on K1TV.com. Bruin football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, Phillips 66, United Linen and Uniform, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and ASAP General Stores.
Caleb Perry, big hole, one man to beat, he beat him. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Bartlesville. No flags on the field. Caleb Perry takes a 27-yard.
Bruin football on K1 is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, your local Edward Jones agent Randy Bloom, St. John Ascension, Bartlesville, Sutterfield Financial Group, Bank First, Musselman Abstract Company, and the Dunges family of autos. The Bruins are 1-0 as Bartlesville travels south for their first road contest of the year at Sepulpa on Friday night here on K1.
Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapels, notes Birthright of Bartlesville, Crisis Pregnancy Center, serving Bartlesville and surrounding communities for over 50 years, conducts free pregnancy testing and curbside pickups of diapers, baby clothes, items, and more by appointment only. Call 918-336-0453 to leave a message, or text your request to 918-907-0435.
Oklahoma State football in Bartlesville airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Down the middle, has a man wide open, caught by Stoner. Good night, Vienna. 10-5, pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Dylan Stoner, 57 yards.
Oklahoma State football on K1 is brought to you by Wheezy's Cafe, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay, Totok Communications, Totel CSI, Roman Chevrolet Buick, Comforting Hands Hospice, Barnhead IP, Lucas Metalworks, and the Recognition Place. Oklahoma State Tulsa has been postponed until Saturday, September the 19th in Stillwater.
I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The folks play right here on the voice of Bartlesville, K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
We have a stalled front across the area today for southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. Temperatures this evening, 50s and 60s, with rain chances building back in overnight tonight and through tomorrow morning. In fact, for most of the day tomorrow, we're going to be sunny in the 60s, low 60s in the morning, some 50s possible, and then highs only in the upper 60s in the afternoon. Some record-breaking cooler weather could definitely be in the forecast for us. We'll have more rain chances than Friday morning as things start to finally dry out by early this weekend and temperatures warm up. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Meteorologist Station Knight.
Party planning on a reunion committee is your dream wedding in the near future? Hi, I'm Myra, and K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM is proud to present the third annual Celebration and Wedding Showcase featuring small businesses Sunday afternoon, October 11th at Price Tower Plaza and Tower Center at Unity Square. Meet and greet local vendors who offer goods and services for your special events or for your home. Admission is free with great door prizes. If you have a business, this is the ideal place for you to be. Call me, Myra, at the radio station, 918-336-1001. And let me tell you how you can be part of this special event. It's the 2020 K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Celebration and Wedding Showcase featuring small businesses. Sunday, October 11th. We hope to see you there. Let the fun begin.
Hole. One man to beat, he beat him. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bartlesville. No flags on the field. Caleb Perry takes it 47 yards to pay dirt, and the Bruins are on the board.
I'm gonna pick up some of these empties, Lord.
Jason Sports Show here on K1. Thanks to OK Federal Credit Union. It's 626, 63 degrees downtown Bartlesville. Glad you're with us. Bartlesville at Sepulpa, game number 2 on Friday night, and a ball game we'll have for you here on K1. It's time for our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Bartlesville senior quarterback Paxton Bradford with us. Paxton, good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
One game in the books. How do you feel so far?
I feel really good. Got to get a lot of the nerves out of my system, get a start under my belt, and it felt really good.
You and I talked about this a little bit when I had a chance to speak with you in the preseason about how you had obviously spent quite a bit of time playing on defense and started on defense, I think, the previous 2 years. How much different was it with the ball in your hand every play on offense at quarterback?
It was definitely a lot different, but there were some similarities. Still had to command a side of the ball. When I played safety, I had to tell people where to be. Still very focused in. It was definitely a lot more mentally challenging to move on past mistakes that you make and just, like Coach Sport says all the time, play the next play.
You know, that was one thing that I noticed about you during the scrimmages. You had kind of a tough night against Coweta, the second scrimmage on that Thursday, and it appeared to me, of course, I'm sitting up in the press box, that you did a really good job about going out and just letting it rip the next play, didn't seem to bother you, didn't have any kind of body language or anything like that. You touched on that. How much of an adjustment is that from safety to quarterback?
Definitely have a lot more eyes on you. So, and there's definitely a lot of guys looking to you as a quarterback. So it's definitely a lot more pressure and, a little bit, in my opinion, more important, of body language, just to show that you're not looking, getting your head down and you're moving on and, always keeping your head up and looking forward to the next play and do your job every play and all that stuff.
So it kind of sounds like that's something you really try to monitor yourself on. Is
yes.
that accurate?
Yes, absolutely.
Talking with Paxton Bradford, Bartlesville senior starting quarterback. Paxton, a 4 of 9 through the air this past Friday, had a rushing touchdown as well. What was your favorite part of the ball game?
Honestly, I liked seeing our defense score 2 touchdowns in a row. I was glad to see those guys get them, for lack of a better word, some fame on the field. I always love seeing our guys that don't get a lot of attention getting some, and it was really nice to see some of my friends scoring some touchdowns.
Defensive touchdowns are kind of exclamation points, aren't they?
Yes, yeah.
Get you a little bit more fired up, doesn't it?
Yes.
Paxton Bradford with us, our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. We can circle back around to football. Paxton, let's talk about you off the field, senior at Bartlesville High. What's your favorite subject?
I really like STEM. I'm not taking any STEM classes this year. Just I went through the ones that I wanted to do, but even though I'm not taking one, that's what I would probably say is my favorite subject in high school.
Do you know what you'd like to study next year?
Mechanical engineering.
Woo, there we go. And you'd like to play somewhere?
Yes, absolutely.
And do you know what sport you'd like to play yet?
Football and track.
Okay, so you want to do them both still?
Yes.
Talking with Paxton Bradford, our Wassmiller Insurance player profile here. Bartlesville getting set to take on Sepulpa. Favorite TV shows?
I don't watch a lot of TV shows, but growing up, I watched SpongeBob a lot.
There we go. Who's your favorite SpongeBob character outside of SpongeBob?
Probably Squidward, because from being a kid, he's definitely grown to be one of the most relatable characters.
Squidward is definitely relatable.
Yeah.
No question about it. I'd be very annoyed if I had to live next door to that pineapple, too. Talking with Paxton Bradford, favorite food?
Chicken fried chicken.
Chicken fried chicken. Who's got the best chicken fried stick chicken?
My mom.
That's the right answer. Yep. I was hoping that was going to be your answer. what about books? You like to read?
No. Only when I'm told to by my English teacher.
Just the STEM books.
Yeah.
If I was a mechanical engineering guy, I probably wouldn't want to read anything extra either.
Yeah.
What about hobbies? What do you do outside of just go to class, play football?
I like to fish, play video games, hang out with my friends.
Who else likes to fish on the football team?
Rocky Schumann, Colton Green does a little bit. He's not very good at it, but he likes to fish too.
And you know, he's going to have to protect you on Friday night.
Yeah, he'll still do it. Yeah, we and him pick on each other all the time. We're really, really close friends.
What's the biggest fish you caught?
I haven't caught anything real huge yet. I fish in my pond in my backyard and probably only a couple, 2-3 pound bass.
Bass. And you mentioned you'd like to go somewhere to play. Do you like to stay close to home? You want to venture far away?
I'd like to stay kind of close, but definitely not one to get too far. But I definitely want to get a little bit away. Kind of just trying to see where I could go at the moment. Not really worried about distance.
Say hi to your parents and family. Who are they?
Just my mom and dad. I'm an only child, so I don't have any siblings, but...
Paxton Bradford with us, our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Second game of the year at Sepulpa, first road game, so a little bit of a different quirk as far as the quarterback position goes. How do you feel going into that one?
I feel really good. As a team, we've been, like our coaches tell us all the time, focused on building every week and adding on to our skill sets and just focus on being a better team every time we step on a Friday, on the field on a Friday, better than we were the last week.
How nice is it to quarterback a 1-0 club? How's that feel?
It's really nice. I'm not really worried about whether we were 1-0 or 0-1. Always going into every game like it's 0-0, first game of the season.
Paxton Bradford, Bartlesville senior starting quarterback, Bruins once again at Sepulpa on Friday. Paxton, appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you to Paxton Bradford for coming in this evening. We'll take our final break of the program, come back and talk some Sepulpa Chieftains. You're listening to The Jason Sports Show on K1.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Bartlesville High Football airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And you can watch the Bruins on K1TV.com. Bruin football is brought to you by Dr. Heath Potter, the dentist, American Heritage Bank, Paul Hood and Associates, Moxie on 2nd Street, Truity Credit Union, and Patriot Chevrolet. Caleb Perry, big hole, one man to beat, he beat him. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Bartlesville. No flags on the field, Caleb Perry takes it 47. Bruin football airs on K1 thanks to Patriot GMC Hyundai, Senior Salsa, Moss Miller Insurance, Bartlesville Chrysler, Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Regent Bank, and Dink's Real Pit Barbecue. Bartlesville continues its 2020 campaign on the road at Sepulpa Friday night. Kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:30 here on K1.
Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapels, want you to know that Love in Action will be holding its 19th annual 9/11 revival Monday, September 7th through Friday the 11th at the Twin Bridges Love in Action building in Childers, Oklahoma. This year's theme is Praise, Prayer, and Presence. Services nightly, 7 o'clock, with praise and worship, special music, and a different minister nightly. No meal this year. More information, call 918-440-5683.
We have a stalled front across the area today for southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma. Temperatures this evening, 50s and 60s, with rain chances building back in overnight tonight and through tomorrow morning. In fact, for most of the day tomorrow, we're going to be sunny in the 60s, low 60s in the morning, some 50s possible, and then highs only in the upper 60s in the afternoon. Some record-breaking cooler weather could definitely be in the forecast for us. We'll have more rain chances than Friday morning as things start to finally dry out by early this weekend and temperatures warm up. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Meteorologist, Station tonight.
Oklahoma State football. All in Bartlesville, airs on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Down the middle, has a man wide open, caught by Stoner. Good night, Vienna, 10-5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, Dylan Stoner, 57 yards.
Oklahoma State football on K1 is brought to you by Wheezy's Cafe, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay, Total Communications, Total CSI, Roman Chevrolet Buick, Comforting Hands Hospice, Barnhead IP, Lucas Metalworks, and the Recognition Place. Oklahoma State Tulsa has been postponed until Saturday, September the 19th in Stillwater.
I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The Pokes play right here on the voice of Bartlesville, K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Throw right flat, nearly picked off. Broken up, it's a fumble. It's a fumble, it's picked up by Bartlesville. They're going to score again. Touchdown, Bruins. Second straight defensive touchdown for Bartlesville. And the Bruins have put the nail in the coffin. Rocky Schumann, who picked up the fumble.
Rocky Schumann, one of two Bartlesville defensive touchdowns that we touched on a little bit earlier. Bruins scoring the final 14 points of the game. That scoop and score from Schumann, the pick six from Brett Foreman, and that put the nail in the coffin, as we mentioned. Bartlesville beat Claremore 34-10. Bruins 1-0, getting set to take on a very good Sepulpa Chieftain club on Friday night. And Coach, it's going to be a busy 48 hours for you. You've got some stuff.
Yeah,
Coach Sport's got some stuff going on. Yeah, tell us what you're doing tomorrow.
My wife and I, Ruth and I, are going to the hospital first thing in the morning to have a C-section, have our son be with us tomorrow. So adding a Bruin to the family, his name will be Gabriel Levi, and should be an interesting day tomorrow. Always fun to – I love babies, you know. Uh-huh. This is we're super excited to do that, and my whole family's excited for us. You know, my mom and dad watch the show, so – she's probably texting me right now. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. And everybody wants to go to the hospital, but you can't go up there and see. You know, a little different. So, yeah, it'll be a fun 48 hours. You know, the baby tomorrow, Sepulpa the next day, and 'tis the season.
Yeah, pretty cool. Well, yeah, congrats, awesome. Coach. We're very excited for you. That's really good news, and looking forward to that tomorrow, and then hopefully a win over the Chieftains on Friday. Obviously, a program that you're quite familiar with. 7 years you were there, is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Something like 2003, 2009. Yep. Yeah.
So,
some time there.
Yep, Coach Sport obviously has some relationships with the Chieftains. Let's talk about them a little bit. Sepulpa 1-1. They got their first win of the season last week over Tulsa Edison, 61-14. Had a really good ball game against Sand Springs during 0 week in their little highway rivalry. Sandites ended up nipping them 21-17. But this is a Sepulpa club that had obviously not been very good for a while in the late 2000s, early 2010s, but Robert Borgstad, who's now in his fifth season there, has had them in the playoffs in back-to-back years. They've won more than six games in that span, and certainly it's a program that's been, trending in the right direction in the last couple, three seasons.
They have. They really have. Coach Borg has done a great job, explosive offensively. They've had our number the last couple years. It's kind of been a shootout, and they've got us, and, tough group of kids. Creek County kids are as tough as they come down there, man. They're good ball club, and I know several of the coaches there on that staff, their offensive coordinator, Coach Nolan, who was here before. He does a great job putting the best kids in the right spots. And there's a couple of guys on that staff that I actually coached when I was over there. So Tim Beecham is on that staff. His son is on that staff. I coached his son. And then another Coach Swift is over there, coached him when he was in high school. And my mom and dad still live in Sepulpa. You know, we were over there from time to time, and a lot of good memories from there. And always excited to see the Chieftains across the way from us. So,
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us, Bruins and Chieftains on Friday night from Sepulpa. Coach Borg, defensive coordinator at Sand Springs before he came over to Sepulpa. 16-28 record overall. Most of that was from a couple one-win seasons he had to begin his tenure there. 23rd year coaching, back-to-back seasons with more than six wins, back-to-back playoff appearances. First time they've done that in Sepulpa since 2012-2013. You mentioned the last couple ball games, and boy, they've been entertaining ones between Bartlesville and Sepulpa. Sepulpa won last year. That was at Sepulpa, 55-40. And then the Chieftains beat Bartlesville at Custer Stadium in 2018, 63-58. So the average score of those games over the last 2 years has been 59-49 Sepulpa. And they've scored 216 points combined, those two teams have, over the last two games. So it's really been a track meet whenever these two teams have met up the last couple of years. And, of course, both those were district contests. If you weren't aware, Chieftains are dropping down to 5A. So the Bruins game tomorrow going to be a non-district, or on Friday going to be a non-district game.
Non-district game, and we're excited to, you know, have them as a non-district game because that's a great game the last couple of years. They're not a bad drive down there, and they've got incredible athletes, and kids play hard. And, you know, I said it last week, iron sharpens iron. It's always going to be fun to match up with a competitive group that, you know, helps you get better.
Seems like this guy has been there forever, I think, because he's been a big part of those last two ball games where Sepulpa scored a whole lot of points. Tazon Taft, the main guy that if you're a Bartlesville fan, you'll probably remember. He's number one for the Chieftains. He's going to line up more at running back, it seems like to me, this year than maybe in years past. But he's always been kind of both, a tailback and a wide receiver. And he's someone who's really had a lot of success throughout his career. He's going to get some money to play college ball and certainly has had some success against the Bruins the last couple of seasons as well.
You know, one of the most explosive athletes that we'll see the entire season. I feel like his sophomore year, his first breakout game was with us, and he's an incredible athlete. Does a great job, and is very difficult. We want to put ourselves in a position that we can try to contain him. We understand that he's going to make some plays. He just does. And there was a play against Sand Springs a couple weeks ago where he gets hit. Legs get taken out, and he puts one hand on the ground and flips and lands on his feet and takes off the other way. I mean, he's dynamic. It's going to be we're going to have to get more than one guy to the spot and hold on and make sure we're doing our things right to have an opportunity to, you know, stop him.
I think you described him as an eel last year when you and I were speaking. He's really hard to tackle. Had 1,000 yards rushing last year and wasn't even really their full-time tailback on 118 carries is all he had last year. Had 10 touchdowns rushing, had about 700 yards receiving a year ago. So far this year, through two games, 34 carries, 218 yards, six catches for 60 yards thus far. Their quarterback is a guy that ended up having to start the last half of last season, Zach Mason. Bruin fans remember, but Ty Williams got injured at the, or Eli Williams, I beg your pardon, got injured at the tail end of the Bruins game at Sepulpa last year. And of course, he's at TCU right now. And he got injured on the last play of the game, and Mason had to come in and start the rest of the year for them. That ended up being a very different Sepulpa team after you guys played them versus when you played them that first district game of the year. But the byproduct of him getting injured is Zach Mason, who will see a quarterback on Friday for the Chieftains, does have some experience under his belt.
Yeah, they he got hurt last year right after, at the end of our game, and that staff done a great job of, you know, finding the quarterback and settling in, and they had to tweak some of the things that we're doing because of personnel, and we're still able to get into the playoffs. I think that says a lot about, you know, the quality coaches they have down there, and the kid's he does a great job. He throws the ball around as good as anybody we've seen, and he's got some great guys to throw to. They'll move number one around, tailback, put him in the slot, some other things, but they've got some other playmakers on the team, and hard to, you know, stop just one guy, and you got to kind of pick your poison when it comes to trying to slow those guys down.
Yeah, some of those other guys are names that are familiar as well, guys that have been around their program for a little bit. Dante Boykin, Connor Rose, Kenyon Kammeyer, Wyatt Hall, certainly all those guys have been guys that I think have touched the ball against Bartlesville, and they're all returning. So even though you don't have a Division I Power 5 guy at quarterback anymore, but you certainly have a lot of really experienced playmakers around Mason and a team that thus far has been averaging 41 points per game.
It's quality opponent, you know. The Wyatt Hall, that kid, I don't think he drops footballs. I mean, he does a great job, great hands, and if it's in the area, he's gonna snag it. And we got our work cut out for us. I think we got a great plan, you know, going down, and our guys are excited to, you know, mix it up a little bit and always up for a great challenge, and that's exactly what we've got this week. Those guys are talented, and we're excited to go down there and get better.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport. Bruins 1-0. Again, they beat Claremore last week 34-10, and Bartlesville is on the road at Sepulpa Friday night. As Coach Sport mentioned, they got about 15 minutes left if you wanted to stop by the south side, a ticket office there at Custer Stadium, and pick up your tickets. Just a few hundred available for visitors if you wanted to see the Bruins take on the Chieftains Friday night. If you can't make it out, of course, we'll have the radio broadcast for you 7 o'clock Friday evening right here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3. You can watch the Bruins online as well, available on K1TV.com as Bartlesville tries to move to 2-0 for the first time since 2015. Coach Sport's got a busy 48 hours, as we detailed, so we're going to go ahead and get him out of here. Coach, best of luck to you tomorrow and then on Friday as well, and we'll see you on Friday evening in Sepulpa.
Well, we appreciate it, Evan, and everybody's it's been praying for us. We appreciate those things as well, and we'll see you guys Friday night. Thank
you, sir. Absolutely. Sounds good. Appreciate it, Coach Sport. We'll get back to regular programming here on K1.